Welcome back to Saggy Hour, my Saggy slut. Our Saggy sluts.
Yes.
It's your girl Carla and Molly. Thanks for doing the episode last week by yourself, Malls.
Anytime. I love that we have this dynamics that we can do that. You know what I mean?
Me
And we
too.
actually are really good about knowing and tuning into each other. Like we always just say it before the other one even has to ask, I feel like, and it's so
I know.
nice.
I know. It's a beautiful friendship and a beautiful like podcasting relationship we have. And like,
Totally.
yeah, I'm just pumped to be back. So as Molly said, I got 11 eggs and then they like wait to see overnight what happens. I think they like put them in a dish and then whatever ones survive, they'll make into embryos. So I got four embryos and we still have to test them. So hopefully that works out. I should get results back. Like, I guess probably not Monday because of that holiday, but maybe like Tuesday. So hopefully, I don't know, I'm just like feeling like a weight is lifted off my shoulder. And I know that doesn't mean anything's guaranteed, but at the same time, I'm like, at least I would have some on ice and they're just there in time and I could always like come back to them. It just
Always, yeah, I
feels
think
good.
so good. Just a good relief and just to feel that like security with it a little bit, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like time wouldn't be much as a factor, like at least if I had that.
100%. Yeah, you can kind of just like relax and readjust, you know?
Well, we had so much fun in Chicago. Molly and I finally met.
So
It was so
fun.
fun. It was like literally, it wasn't even like 24 hours. I don't even think. Like, I think you were gone 24
No.
hours, but I think like our time together. But we had so much fun. We went and explored the city. We made my brother take photos of us because he
Yeah.
was there
Yeah.
with me,
Bless
like just
him.
got me there. Yep, thank you so much, Alex. And just like
Yeah.
went and explored, got some food, did each other's hair. Am I missing anything?
It was like
Reality
the
TV?
perfect little girl's day. Lots of reality TV, lots of catching up. Like we didn't even want to go to sleep because we were like, but we
We're gonna lose time.
we're gonna lose time, but it
I know,
was so
but
fun.
I
And
felt so bad because I wanted you to be rested. I'm like, are you okay? I just
yeah,
kept checking on you.
how's it? You good? How are you feeling? How are your
Yeah.
levels? No,
Yeah.
it
Her levels, are you good?
was so fun.
No, it was so nice. And I can't wait to do something again. So before we get into it, we were just like having a little kiki here. And we were chatting about maybe doing something in the spring. Do you want to like you go into that?
So, you know, Carla and I just we have no chill, kind of, as much as we were just talking
No,
about how we need chill, we
none.
don't have chill. And we really have been focusing on just bringing more women together, and especially with connection and how important we think the community is, like IRL, and having those meetups in person in real life just makes such an impact with your personal, you know, well-being and like mental health, but also just like the camaraderie and like your business and everything. So we've been talking and scheming, and we're going to scheme more, but we're thinking we know people in places that we're from, so we might just curate some pop-ups for you guys in some cities that you've seen us in before already.
I love how you said we're scheming. I'm like, that's actually so true. And I just picture us like with our like fingertips together. Yeah, we are scheming because yeah, Molly's right. It's like we want to always be around like other people, bring it women, like bring other women up, like be able to, yeah, create just like a safe space where you can come be yourself and like leave feeling inspired. We don't exactly know the deets, but like keep your eyes open. Just a little teaser.
Because when we know, you know, because like I said, we have no chill.
None. We're always planning something and I love it. It's like, I mean,
Literally.
that's what
But it's
keeps
so
life
fun and it'll be
fun.
so fun.
Like, I don't want to
Yeah,
be
for sure.
boring.
It'll be Like it'll be so fun. Can you imagine just like hanging out in person with
Yeah,
like
I love it.
like-minded women? It's gonna be so good.
Yeah. Oh, what are
Yeah.
you drinking today?
Oh, water.
Oh my God, same.
I had
Hydrated
very
Queens.
literally my I my skin is just too dry right now. I'm like, the water is always the issue.
Yeah, it's definitely dry season. Also, this is like side note, because I saw you have a plastic water bottle and I have a plastic water bottle. And I saw this like stat the other day about fucking millennials. And it was like in our bodies, they're finding microplastics. And they think a lot of it's because like everything's in fucking plastic. And they're like plastic to millennials is like lead to boomers.
LOL. Oh shit.
And I'm like, is
That
this going
kind
to
of makes
affect
sense
us
though.
mentally later if it hasn't already?
Like, got plastic shards in our brain. Like,
Yeah, just floating around. I'm like, cool. I mean, it's always going to be something, but for us, plastic checks out.
classic. Yeah. I mean, we are the era of mean girls, so plastics, that does fit.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay. We'll make the best of it.
Always.
Okay, let's dive right in. You wanna do you have your notes pulled up? We always have
Yeah, I
notes.
have them pulled up here
I'm
with
like,
that
you
note.
start because these are your notes.
Yeah, okay, so the first one, this meme I saw, I a gummy deep when I saw this meme,
Yeah.
so that's probably why I got added to the list. But it was like a whole like, huh, made you think moment. Okay, the meme says, what if our whole life was a dream right now and we're still in kindergarten taking a nap? And then like the guy was like, I would literally wake up and just start kissing the ground. Oh my God. And I was like, that is like a crazy theory to like think about. Like, what if we're just dreaming somewhere? And then it made me think of like Avatar and how they're just like hooked up to something and they're like
I
actually
know
in
that kind of
somewhere
freaks me out. I'm not gonna lie.
else. I'm like, and I've also watched
Like, oh yeah,
Shintaro
what
like
if we're
too
all
much.
just hooked up to something and like not
I'm like,
real?
what if we're just not real and we're just living in the metaverse?
I struggle with anxiety once in a while, especially like when I'm stoned and with
Yes.
like depersonalization. Have you ever experienced that?
Yes.
Okay, and like that freaks me out where you're like, this isn't real. I don't know what's happening. Like, I'm not here right now. And I'm like, I get too deep with that, that if I think about that shit too much, I will spiral.
Going off the deep end. No,
I'm going
literally,
off the
same.
deep end.
I was like, I couldn't stop thinking about this. And then I was just like, no, it can't be true.
No. I was saying, we don't
Like,
really
that's not.
know much of anything, so.
I'm like, could be not, but I just thought that was a funny thought. And then this other one that I put on here was, okay, did you know? I didn't realize this. I saw like a whole TikTok and then I went down a whole Vanderpump rabbit hole on TikTok because of it. Did you know that I guess Ariana was not going to make the last season that they were like getting ready to air before the whole Scandoval thing happened? And they were actually getting ready to cut her because they said she didn't have much of a plot line on her own and that like she was just like didn't have a lot of drama and was just kind of like, you know what I mean? Like, doing her damn thing, but like
Yeah.
wasn't really like theatrical value, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're like thinking about like cutting her from like the seasons moving forward, but then all the Scandoval things happen, and then she became like the main fucking character.
Could you imagine if they cut her and then all that shit happened?
Imagine?
Bravo would be shitting its pants.
They would have had to bring her back, right?
Oh, they would have had to. Okay, so I didn't know this. Like, where did you hear this? Like, did she say that, or did Bravo say that, or that was like, oh, just a rumor?
So the person that like said all of the things is someone who works very, very low at Bravo. So who
Oh, okay.
knows? Like maybe it's a rumor that started in their system and they've just gone with it. But he had lots of like green screen receipts and tea that he was like referring
I
back
believe it.
to. So oh, I kind of believe it.
I believe it. A lot of people are saying, like,
Yeah.
speaking of Vanderpump, okay, so a lot of people are saying that, like, this season is just really dropping the ball. And I mean, like, clearly they're going to talk about Raquel. They're going to talk about Tom. They're going to talk about the affair over and over and over. Like, this was still in the thick of it when they recorded back in June or whatever. It was like 3 months after Scandoval. But it's like so many things we already know. And we're watching this,
Yeah.
we're like, I already know that. And it's like they're talking about
Yeah.
something about her sandwich shop. I'm like, we it's still not fucking open. And then
And
they're talking about this and that. I'm
yeah.
like, you know, things that we already know as a viewer, that it's like
Yeah.
nothing is like surprising. We're not finding out anything interesting. It's like
Yeah,
I'm
that's
having
kind
trouble
of true.
staying like in it.
In it. That's kind of true. I could see that because there's no, like, my jaw hasn't dropped once. I'm just
No.
like, oh yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I love my Bravo shows, and I'm like have just been getting more into them in the past like couple years, but like VPR, it's always a good one to throw on. I was literally just throwing
Always
on season one episodes, like this is so fucking entertaining. But also,
is
side
though.
note, I want to say I think so many people are scared of maybe not necessarily, yes, like maybe getting canceled, but also saying the wrong thing, being put into a bad
Yeah.
light, worried about what people are going to find out about them. People aren't being as candid as they used to.
You know what? I think that you are so right. I, again, TikTok, it's my resource of news lately. And I saw a TikTok the other day. I might have sent it to you actually, but it was talking about how people who watch reality TV are actually like very smart.
I literally just
And
watched
they,
this morning.
okay, yes. And she
Yeah.
was talking to her, talking about how like it's such a study of like real human conduit interaction and like
100%.
the psychologically of like all of like humanity. And like it's so true because like if you think about it, and like when the way you just said how people are probably not being as candid, like think of the physiologic of that, like how we used to live in an era of like crazy fucking reality TV, right? And like Real World and Jackass and like
Jersey
Laguna Beach
Shore.
and Jersey
Oh my God,
Shore,
those were
like
crazy.
so unhinged. And you're
Yes.
right. Everyone's so concerned about being canceled or put in the wrong light, like you said, that they're like almost tiptoeing around what their like actual intrusive thoughts are because they're just like masking it a little bit, I feel like.
Yeah, and it's I'm gonna be honest with you, it's freaking annoying because I also feel like
It is.
that's the whole point of watching reality TV is I want to see you being
Watch
human. I want to
it.
see you fucking up. I want to see you doing something crazy. Like I feel like if I was in reality TV, like I would just like full send.
Same. I would
I'm like I'm
fully
either
commit.
here as myself or I'm not.
Yep. Like, make me the villain. That's fine. I'll fully commit. Like,
Yeah,
you
give
know
me
what I mean?
the villain edit.
Right.
I'm still gonna make
It's
that bag, you
fine.
know what I mean?
I'll be good.
I'll be good.
I don't
So
know. I think it's very
I wish
interesting.
that we could have like back to that 06, 07, 08, and like kind
Yes.
of get that back. And then even with this like millennial or Y2K like resurgence, that hopefully we could see some new reality stars or more reality stars right now just like open up more. I just want to see more real.
I agree. I do. I do too. I'm ready for the more reality, you know?
Yeah,
Like, I don't
I
want it
want
to
to
be
see
like
it. We want to
so
see you doing something crazy.
yeah.
Speaking of reality
Thanks.
TV, let's dive into The Bachelor because you said you're having troubles watching it
I'm
and you're
having
fast
so much
forwarding it.
trouble watching.
Okay, tell me your thoughts.
I don't know. I feel like I'm just like meh about most of these girls this season.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I'm just like, and maybe it's what we were just talking about where like, I mean, there is like a little dumb cattiness, of course. But I feel like this season when they're like coming for each other, it's not like they're like, oh, she's bullying me. Like that, they're not though. Like
It's not real.
it's actually not real bullying, and like you're just trying to throw that word around to like make it whatever, but it's not factual. And I don't know, I can't really get into it. And I also like nothing against Joey, I think he's actually probably one of like the more emotionally mature and like in tune bachelors that we've really seen on air. But I also am so mad about him. I can't really get into it. I don't know what's my problem.
Okay. I think this just circles back to exactly what we were talking about people like really watching what they're saying and like really curating like their storyline. And so many people are worried about social media, where it's like, if you're on this show, like you, not even this show, any reality show, like you need to be a star on your own. Like, who gives a fuck about your social media following? It's like, that's what you're saying. Like, if you want to give me the villain edit,
Yeah.
like give me the villain edit. I don't care.
Yeah.
But I feel like
I'll go.
Joey, yeah, I agree. I think he's like a really nice person. He's very emotionally in tune. I think I know what your problem is. I think he's too nice.
Too nice.
I think he's too
He's
nice for you.
not Rick and Morty enough, you know?
By the way, I told Nick that that was your crush, and he was like, "What?" And I was like, "It was iconic." I'm like, "We had the best time."
Oh,
He
good
was like,
times.
"What the fuck, Molly?" And I was like, "I don't know. I think she says it's because he's smart."
It's his brains and his dimension traveling for me.
Yeah, love it.
No, I totally agree. It's like I feel like he is very like self-scripted. Like I think
He's
he's
such a
just
people
in his
pleaser.
head. Yes, and he really does say the right things at all of the right times. And I don't know. I feel like I don't really see who he really is. You know what I mean? I feel like he's just like kind of putting on this really good, nice charm, like facade, where he really is trying to be like, I don't know. Do you know what I'm saying? I can't like put my
It's
words.
just you can tell though when someone's not being themselves, and understand that you may not want to tell the world all your like traumas and like
Yeah.
things you've been through. I get that, but like, I don't know, for me being like, and this is obviously speculation, but just being intuitive and looking at his relationships that are going so far, I can tell who he doesn't vibe with. I can tell who
Yeah,
he isn't going
same.
to keep around. I can tell who he doesn't see that way. And but then he'll still tell them, "Oh yeah, like
Different
I'm really
things and
liking
like,
getting to know you and like you're really sweet." And it's
yeah.
like maybe those aren't lies, but also like send a bitch home if you don't want her here. Be a little
Literally, like
cutthroat.
just do it. Yes, that's what I've been waiting for, and I haven't gotten it from really him or the girl. So I don't know. I'm having a really hard time. And like I said, I just find myself fast forwarding through like moments that bore me or that aren't my friend Lexi, but that's my own problem.
No,
You
I
know?
totally get that. I think it's just, I don't know. Do you think, going back to that, do you think that it's the people? Yes, the people are worried about like what they're going to say and how they're going to be perceived. But do you think producers are worried about that too? Like, don't they want more of the drama, gossip stuff for like ratings?
Yeah. Okay. So I was curious about that as well because I feel like, have you ever watched the show? It's on Lifetime and it's a scripted show. It's not reality. But it's called Unreal, and they basically are like mocking The Bachelor. It's like a scripted show about like the producers and everyone who like run the show. And behind the scenes of this like scripted Lifetime show, it shows them how they like kind of provoke the contestants and like make them and prod them into like, you know, having these different episodes that like pop off or are a little more like juicy. And yeah, I feel like maybe that's not happening like for real anymore because I feel like it used to, and they probably are trying to be a little more cautionary. It's honestly because The Bachelor Nation in itself has kind of been through it the last 5 years, you know, since Chris Harrison's gone, and they've gone through like multiple different hosts, and I think they're still trying to find their way. So yeah, they probably are tiptoeing around a lot of things. You know what I mean?
Yes, and I also feel like most, maybe not even most, but definitely the original viewers of that, like the majority were conservative Christians, like especially like they had really like a lot of viewers from the South and things like that, and I feel like they are just like so concerned with how they're perceived. I'm just honestly, Molly, I'm just sick of it. Just
I'm
fucking
so
be
over it too.
yourself. Fuck up. I don't care. I want to see it.
I don't give a shit. I want to see it all. So glad we're on the same page, but
We're on the same
sorry.
page. Maybe we should just create our own reality TV show. I feel like
Literally,
we
please.
get some unhinged motherfuckers
We
on
would.
there. Oh, okay. So, should I move on to some random thoughts? or Random High Thoughts
Yeah,
or
I
Keep
like.
Up the Reality TV?
Okay, let's go more reality. Let's just keep it
Okay,
themed.
let's finish this reality and then we'll go into Random High Thoughts. Okay, so first thing is I watched Love is Blind. Did you finish it?
I
The
have
first
not, no,
six episodes are
because
up.
no, I think I'm two in, and that's my mission after we get off of here. Hattie really likes it too, and she wanted to go to bed, so she made me turn it off and didn't want me to watch it without her, which
Aw.
is fair.
It is
So,
good. Love is Blind is just like such a cool original show.
the
And the last couple
concept.
ones have dropped the ball. So I just like have a couple of notes written down. First thing is, I
Yeah,
don't
I
know who
need to.
said it, but someone said, and it was like in the background of one of the episodes, I'm done looking for potential. They should be fully potenched.
Wait, I love that.
I love it. Should be on a t-shirt. I don't know who the fuck said
Okay.
it. Should be fully
Wait, I
potenched
love that.
already. Because they
Fully
were talking about
potential.
the men, and I'm
Yes.
just like, yeah, absolutely. You need
Accurate.
to, and this is literally, I think, on our first or second episode. Stop dating
Okay.
people for their potential. Date them for who they are.
What's that?
We've been
It's out,
saying.
guys. We're not doing that.
We've been
We've been
saying.
saying. We've been saying.
No more dusties.
No, we're done with the Dusties. And I have, like I said, I've only gotten through like a first full episode, maybe a little bit of the second. What are your thoughts on Matthew? Because I hate him.
My thoughts on Matthew. Okay. Clearly they were trying to portray him as, a certain way, like the tall, dark, mysterious, maybe a little bit like weird, kind of like abrupt, rude one. And I can see that's like part of who he is, but okay, I'm not gonna lie. These are the motherfuckers that I always fall for. And I'm not talking about like his looks or like anything like that. I'm talking about you being closed off and mysterious, making me work for it, not trying too hard. And I just feel like, ugh, I'm like,
Yeah.
I would fall for him in real life. Like, because he's
Right.
just so, like, he almost seems like also like straight edge and very like chill and calm and almost the cockiness throws me off. I don't really like the cockiness, but the calm, cool, collected, mysterious, very attracted to. I know America doesn't really like him so far. No one likes him. You just said you hated him. His vibes, I get how they can turn people off the wrong way. Have you seen the dates between him and AD?
Yes, and that's kind of where I'm like, okay.
You can see him opening up when he does feel comfortable.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's what it is. I saw their one where he really started to open up, and I was just like, okay, maybe. And I think that's kind of where and how I ended up turning it off. But even she was like, what? He just keeps walking out on these girls, mom. Like, and I was just like,
Oh,
yeah,
I don't know.
he's just done. She was like, that's so rude.
Yep. And I also feel like I'm not a doctor, but Matthew might be on the spectrum.
Yeah, I think you can see that, I think
Yeah.
for sure.
And that's what I'm talking about, like being attracted to. Like, I'm attracted to all the neurodivergence. Like, never in my life have I been with someone who is neurotypical. Never. I like the weedas. Okay, well, I don't want to spoil the rest for you because I have notes about like the rest of it.
No, you're fine. I see
No.
Jimmy is fucking boring. Jimmy is fucking boring.
Jimmy drives me nuts.
Yes.
His voice and like, I'm like, how does he have so many of these women like fawning over him?
It wouldn't be
He
me.
bitch doesn't even try.
No, he
I fast forwarded Molly almost every single scene with him in it.
doesn't.
I couldn't
He
stand
was
looking at his
boring.
fucking face anymore. He looked like a thumb. I couldn't do it.
He looked like a thumb.
I
I
couldn't
find
deal
it
with
so.
it.
Oh God. Okay.
Yeah, so he's so boring. I kept fast forwarding it.
Yeah.
Jimmy and Chelsea, which you'll get to, are both so
Yeah.
fucking annoying. And I'm like, I can't do it. I don't even think it's the edit they're getting.
Yeah.
I think it's just their personalities. And like,
Just
I
them.
can't, I rub it me the wrong way. And that takes quite a bit to actually
Okay,
like
no.
do that. But I think
Yeah.
they both picked wrong.
Yeah.
And
Okay, noted.
I love, okay, so Clay, I can fully see his potential. And I know we talked at the beginning about being fully potentialed. But Clay, I definitely see the facade, the fuckboy facade he's putting on. And you'll see it later on when he opens and he's crying with one of the other men. And he's just like,
Okay.
I've never been to therapy. Like, I don't know what I'm doing, but like, I'm trying my best. And I'm like, I can see it. Like, I can see
See
him
it like
really,
cracking
really
open.
like digging deep and trying. And I'm also like, normalize men talking about emotions.
No, but seriously, that's one thing I love about this show. Is I feel like they do. You know what I mean? Because they have like no option because that's what the whole premise of the show is about, is them talking about their emotions. So I feel like I love those moments when you see them back in the like quarters with the men and they're like, you know, just recapping their dates and, you know, spilling their own tea. But I love to watch grown men crack open and have like very vulnerable conversations with each other like that, especially on national television, because I think it's so important.
It is. And there is a reason why, like, talk about something a little deep for a second, but there's a reason why
Yeah.
the suicide rate for men is double what it is for women
Yeah.
because men suffer and they feel like they can't open up or like opening up is weak. And it just breaks my heart. So I'm like, I feel like if we normalize this and see more of this, like, it's going to help that future generation of men.
For sure. Yes, absolutely. I think that it's really big and I love seeing that. So I'm excited. I can't wait to keep watching and see all of these cute little moments.
Yeah, I binged it. I was up to like 2 a.m. I was like, fuck, this is an issue. Like, I need to fucking
Well, that was,
stop.
I was
But I was doing
trying to. I
research.
was, no, same. I was trying to, you're like, get caught up on Love is Blind. I was like, okay. I like am staying at my parents' house and I'm literally in my old high school bedroom and
Ooh.
I don't have a TV in here. So I popped my laptop up and Hattie and I were watching in bed and I was fully committed. I was gonna watch till it ended, all the
Yeah.
six episodes, all through the wee hours of the morning. And Hattie was like, can you wait? I was like, yes.
Okay,
So I'm gonna be doing
so
that today.
today is Saturday, and then the next time it airs is February the
The
1st.
what?
So I was like, oh, we won't have
Okay.
the finale yet, but we can give you more of our thoughts next week once Molly
Yeah, for
finishes.
sure. Absolutely.
Also, I'll leave these notes up here. Okay. So this was a random high thought. So yesterday I went and picked up my boys. No, I don't have sons, but yes, I do. They have fur. I went and picked
Yeah.
up Odin and Archer in Brandon, and my dad was looking after them for like literally almost a month. So super psyched to get them. But when I was
So
there, I
excited
was
to see you.
like, oh, so they were pumped. They cried, and I was like, you know what? I am gonna get some weed gummies. I haven't had weed gummies in like literal years. And I'm like, I'm just going to like take, one or like a half and then kind of see how I feel. So I got some of those, brought them back, had a half a gummy, gave the other half to
Yeah.
Nick. And he had already taken like, there's like a spray that you can get. Have you ever gotten that?
Oh, okay. No,
He
I
wanted
haven't.
it. And he sent me a photo. He's like, get me the spray. I was like, okay, I don't even know what that is. But he like sprayed it on his tongue.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, it's not working. So he took more. He took more. All of a sudden comes to the kitchen. He's like, holy fuck.
Hi.
He's like, I took too much. He goes, I'm fucked. Which is the
That.
funniest, and like played video games all night, loving it. But
So
we
fun.
were watching a show together before he played his games, and it was a random high thought.
Yeah.
It's called What We Do in the Shadows, and it is so fucking funny, Molly.
Is it the
It's
vampire show? Because I'm obsessed.
yes,
Yes, Ian and I love that
I am
show.
obsessed. Oh my God, that's like my favorite type of humor.
It's so funny. We love
It's
that
so
show.
good. Okay, I love that you love it too. So there was a part in there where what's his face was trying to get like his American citizenship, and it was like funny
Sure.
because he was saying all like asking him all these questions about the country and whatever, and then
Yeah.
at the end he had to say something about God. Have you seen that episode yet?
Probably, but
It was like
I don't
something like under He's like, do I have to finish it? Do I have to say the whole thing? And he's like, yeah, you have to finish it. And he says God, and he like bursts into flames. But then after, I'm sitting there and I'm outraged at this fucking show. And Nick's like, what? And I said, okay, I'm not trying to be like all like political right now, but I said, how fucked is that? That this guy is trying to join a country and they're making him mention God in the citizen test. I'm like, that's so fucking weird. And then I'm like, also, when you're in court, you just swear in a Bible and swear your oath
You do,
under God.
yes.
I'm like, that's like literally so weird because why should things come back to religion? First of all, it's like, okay, yeah, I'm a spiritual girly, like I believe in my own certain things and stuff, and like God, source, universe, whatever you want to call it, like I
Same.
100% believe in. But there's so many other religions out there. Why are you pulling that into
Yes.
court? Why are you pulling that into your citizen test? Like, I want to know your thoughts. I was just
No,
mad.
I what I love that we love that show, because that's such a niche show.
It is really.
It's so niche, but oh my gosh, I think that I'm right there with you, because why should that matter or affect? And yeah, like, not to go all political on you, but like, the separation of church and state, I don't understand why it is
Yeah.
relevant. And because, like you said, there's so many different religions, and it shouldn't matter what
No.
anyone believes or thinks, or, you know what I mean, practices, in order to give someone like citizenship, like you're saying. Like, that is
It's so
wild to
weird.
me.
Yeah. And I feel like I think that's just America. Like, I
It is.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't get it.
No, it is. It's there, some type of power trip that they're trying to be on. I don't know. And it's really frustrating.
Let's just pull it out. Let's
Like, let's get rid of it.
start
Like,
fresh.
it's not.
S swear on your grandma
Yes.
if you want. Swear like whatever.
Whatever.
Like,
Whatever. Doesn't
if you're
matter.
gonna lie, you're gonna lie. It doesn't matter if you're swearing on a Bible or not.
Doesn't matter. So this is related but unrelated, just on the topic of religion. So, like you, I'm very spiritual, like I believe in God, like source, whatever. I grew up like going to like Methodist church, and then kind of went on my own spiritual journey, right? Well, my boyfriend went to like an all boys Catholic school, and homie is very Catholic. And the other day,
Oh.
he's like, "Will you get me these fucking donuts that looked like Pac-Man? They're like PACZKI, some Polish word, okay?" He was like, "Will you get me these donuts for Fat Tuesday?" And I'm like, "What the fuck is Fat Tuesday?" And he's like, "Well, it's Tuesday before Ash Wednesday, Molly. Like, I have to like get all of my like sugar intake in now before I go into like Lent and all this stuff." So whatever. I go to the store, I find these fucking donuts. I had to Google them, and they're everywhere. Like, I walk into Kroger, like that's like our like grocery store here, and there's just like tables of these fucking donuts everywhere, and there's signs that say Fat Tuesday, and I'm like, what is this?
You're like,
And
it's a
it's just
thing.
like, it's a thing, but like, you don't know things, so they're not in your like current reality. It's like if
Yeah,
you
I
like
get
focus on a white car, you see multiple white cars, you know what I mean?
it.
I swear to God, I felt like the whole Kroger was just these Baziki donuts. Anyways, I was talking to my mom about it. I was like, I think it is crazy how he was like, "Yep, yeah, gotta have Fat Tuesday. I'm gonna like bulk up on all of my sugar so that I can like, starve myself through Lent and just like get cut it out." And I'm like, is that not like gluttony? Is that no? Is that not?
Oh, good point.
I was just like, I was also, that was a high thought of mine, because
You're
I
like,
was
isn't
like,
that a sin? Just kidding.
is that what? They're
Are you
making you sin
sinning?
before they cleanse your sin? Whatever. I don't know. Not a
That's
Catholic
so
girl. I'm not
interesting
here
to
to
me.
offend
Well, I grew up like my dad is Catholic, but like I didn't grow up in the Catholic
anyone.
Church, so I know like a
Okay.
little bit of it, but I've never
Okay.
given up anything for Lent. Also, this is so funny. So if you do you follow Ashley Easter?
Easter. I don't think so.
Okay, she's really cool. She's like, I've chatted with her a couple of times on Instagram,
Yeah.
and she left a cult, and she talks about that. Like,
Oh.
that's like her thing. And she,
Oh, okay.
the only reason I knew about Ash Wednesday or I knew about Lent or anything like that was because she posted about it. She goes, "I'm not giving shit up for Lent." She goes, "I already gave enough to the cult." And I was like, I love that so much.
So much. Yes, I love that.
And then when I was at the, so that was on Valentine's Day too. When I was
Okay, yeah.
at, that's like the day we left Chicago. And I see all these people with like ash on their head.
Yes,
I've
yes.
never seen that in my entire life. But I
Okay,
saw like
yeah.
so many
No,
people with it.
so many. I bet you did. Yeah, especially there. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, well,
Yep.
I know what's going on now. First of all, I was like, what's happened to that person's head? And then, I started thinking about it and
Yeah.
talking to Nick, and I was like, oh, that's what it means by Ash Wednesday. You literally put ashes on your head.
Literally put ashes on your head. Yeah.
Yeah,
And
I
just
don't
like
really
walk
get it,
around.
but I mean, I don't have to.
Yeah, I don't either. I
They're just
remember
low, they're
like
living their
Ian and
truth.
I, they're just living the truth. One of the last weddings that Ian and I attended was like in a Catholic church, and I was just like, we're not doing this right. And he's like, we can't, you're not Catholic. I was like, okay, good.
You're
That's
like,
good.
technically, you're actually not even supposed to marry me. Don't I have
Yeah, I was
to
like,
convert?
technically.
You're like, I know the Catholic weddings are so fucking long, and you stand up
Oh,
and then you sit
it,
down and then you pray and you stand up and you sit down. I can't.
I'm just like, it's a full aerobic workout. But I mean, they're gorgeous. Like, just to sit and like look around, and like, it
Right.
is so stunning to take it all
Yeah,
in.
those
But
churches
yeah, I was like
are really beautiful.
up and down and singing songs I don't know, and you know what I mean? It was
You're
just
like, I'm
the
just out
whole
here
thing.
trying my best.
Yeah, literally, I'm out here. I look good. It's
Yeah, I looked
okay.
good. I was trying my best.
That.
Okay, so one more thought on here, which I feel like we could dive deeper into. Okay, so I will just tell you the story. In my Facebook, I like follow so many different like fertility groups, and I have connected with
Yeah.
so many amazing women over the years, like either chatted with them in the comments or like DM. I've also met up with one of them a couple times when I was in Chicago. Like, she's really cool. So it's been really nice just having to like surround yourself with other women that are like going through similar things as you, that you can talk to, ask questions, whatever.
Absolutely.
And
For
there's
sure.
this one woman who's been messaging me, and I can just kind of tell by her energy, it's like very needy. And it's like a lot, and it's like like she's, you can tell that she's found someone that she wants to talk to, but it's almost like this is what the note says. It says, people trauma dumping, especially when you don't know them. And I understand it's like we're all going through things, but like, okay, I'm laughing, but it's not funny. So anyways, she's asked me all these questions, like very personal questions about my levels and what's my blood work look like and all this. And I was like, I don't actually don't even like know you. I don't feel comfortable like disclosing that, which I was like,
Just
I just don't know.
sharing all of that. Yeah.
I know. And I'm
Yeah.
also like, I literally don't know you. Why am I sending you my blood work? Like, that's super fucking weird.
Yeah.
And then she's asking me about my medications, what I'm on, and like my doses, and just very private things that like I've never been asked before.
For sure.
And also, it wouldn't matter because her and I have different bodies at different levels.
Right. Like, we're not going to be the same.
No,
Yeah.
not at all. And she's telling me that she's like struggling and stuff right now. And I'm just trying to be like, you know, I understand. Like, I'm sorry you're going through that, whatever. And then she's been messaging me like every morning. And then she was like, my dog's really sick. My dog has cancer. Like, I don't know what to do and this and that. And then she's like, I can't be on this journey anymore. Like, what do you suggest? Have you seen this doctor? And I'm like, literally, I'm sitting there reading my phone. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, why does this always fucking happen to me? And I know it happens to you too. I know it
Yes,
does,
all the
because we make people feel comfortable and they can open up, which I love. That's like our greatest superpower, but also very difficult on
lot.
us.
It is. It's a lot. Because
So,
you feel like you're almost responsible for other people. Like, I get that. Yeah.
and like Nick said too, he goes, it doesn't matter where we go, people tell you shit. He goes, why do people always tell you shit? He goes, this has
You're like, I'm
never
feeling that
happened to
aura.
me. This has never happened to me in my entire life until I started being with you. And he goes, Like, I didn't really know what you meant when I told them that, because I like, especially like doing hairstyling, right? Like, people
For
really open up,
sure.
especially when you're like touching them. But
Yes.
he was like, I've never heard people open up and tell their life stories like they have with you. I'm like, welcome to my world.
Welcome to my world.
So,
No,
anyways.
it is. I think it has a lot to do, like you said, with our energy and the way that we just like are so open and like out there, right? And like we're very empathic. People, I always like joke, but it's kind of the same. Like, you know how like dogs can sense just dog people? It's almost like they can sense that we're like human people. Like, I don't know what
Oh
it
my
is, but
God.
like that's like kind of how it feels
They're just
sometimes.
like, you
You know what I
feel
mean?
safe.
Yeah, they're like, I'm gonna like piss on your like hind leg right now because you're just like giving me everything. You know what I
It's like, I
mean?
know, yeah. And it's like, I know how to set up boundaries now. I know how to protect my energy. That's like
Yeah.
not really the issue. But the issue is
No,
like,
I agree.
is there a way to get people to stop doing it? Or just, it's not going to.
I don't think it's gonna stop. I think it's just
Yeah.
about us and our boundaries because
I'm like,
I
cool.
get it a lot. I get it a lot too, especially when I'm like starting to be really open that I like take Ozempic and stuff. People message me all the time and they're like, what dose are you on? How much have you lost? What do you eat? Are you working out? And it's like, probably once a week I get DMs like that. And like part of it is like, I'm fine to share and like whatever, you know what I mean? Especially because like I have a brand dealership with the med spa that I work with. So it's like part of, you know, my part of the bargain, basically. You know what I mean? But like I was telling you in Chicago, like I'm kind of mentally going back and forth if I'm going to continue to stay on the medicine. And like I don't know if I feel fully comfortable sharing all of my, you know, personal information with strangers. It is different if it's
Yeah.
like one of my girlfriends or a
Yeah.
client of mine, or someone in my inner circle, because there are quite a few of us that are all on it together. And it's like, that's different. But when these random strangers that I really don't know or I've only interacted with on the interweb just like start like unloading, and then it always starts with, like you said, those conversations. And then it's like, oh my gosh, well, you know, I'm leaving my husband and da 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 da, and I know you went, you know what I mean? And it just like
You're
starts
like,
like
bitch, I didn't need to know
unraveling.
that. Like, I'm sorry, but what do you want me to do? You not have friends that you can open up to? Like, I'm literally no one to you.
Yeah, it is. And I think you said I have the boundaries now. I didn't used to, and I would just
Yeah.
answer and respond to everything.
Yeah.
But I've gotten better and I don't, and I just allow people to stay on red or I push them into a funnel if they want coaching, because sometimes that's what they
Right.
need. You know what
Yeah.
I
And
mean?
if that's what you need, like, you're not, I'm not gonna, I can sit here and chat with you for a little bit, but you can't pick my
Yeah.
brain for hours. Like, you can pay me to do that. We can figure out something, but like, maybe if in this case, like, you probably need therapy. Like, if that's what you need, it's just someone to talk
Literally
to.
just
Like,
to
I have a
talk to you.
therapist. Like, I get it. Like, we all need someone.
Absolutely. Yeah,
So
we
I just
all
thought
need
that
somebody.
was, I was just, it was bugging me because I feel like
Yeah.
it was just like one thing after. I'm like, holy fuck. I'm like, I don't know. And I ended up with
I
like
don't
one word answer her. I'm like, she's not getting it. So,
not
but that
getting
was
the
the
hat.
thing that was bothering me, was all like the questions of like my blood work and like how many miscarriages I've had and stuff. And I'm like, okay, some people do ask that, but it's just felt very like invasive. So maybe I'll
I feel
just
that.
click the block button.
Yeah, sometimes you have to. I've done that for sure.
And Nick's like,
Unfortunately.
you need to protect your energy. I'm like, thanks. Like, thank you so much. So, anyways, I just wanted to bring
What's
that up.
going on with you have on your notes? Bean dip? Ha ha
Oh, that was a Love is Blind thing.
ha. Okay, I'll come back to
Bean
it.
dip. You'll get it. It's literally so fucking stupid.
Okay.
It's not like a spoiler or anything like that. Do you want me to tell you what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
So apparently it's like slang, which I've never heard of, for like slapping someone's tit. You don't spit out your water.
I
I see it
was
coming out. Yeah,
like, hold on,
like a titty slap.
let me swallow my water. Wait, what? Okay. They call it bean dip.
Bean dip. I've never heard of this in my life. Anyways, people on the show were like, no one says this. Like, you fucking made that up. What the hell are you talking about? Anyways, She's you I can't remember her name. Laura, the blonde one. She did it to AD because her and AD were like tight in the house, and she was just like fucking with her friend. And then she told her fiance to do it to her. But she's like, I said it in a joking way. And he's like, obviously, I'm not going to do that. Obviously, I'm not going to touch AD. Like, but, and
Right.
then she was like all offended. She's like, you're making this a big deal than it needs to be. You're saying that I told you to. It was literally so dumb. I'm like, that's the shit, though, that I love is when they all get fucked up together and they just
Yeah.
spiral.
Just literally
I'm
spiral
like,
out of control.
this is human
That's the
right
tea
here.
I want.
That's a
Yes.
tea.
Yes.
And it was over something so
Absolutely.
stupid, but I'm also seeing people just absolutely unravel.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that's the
And I'm
best. Like
like,
that's what I'm here
yeah,
for.
yeah. I want to see real
I love that.
shit.
Yeah. I'm totally here for this. Also, don't know if I should say this on air or not, but I just realized the dates we were talking about potentially doing a little pop-up. It would be on 420.
Should be devil.
Mean,
Maybe
I
it
know
should
some
be
people
that
here. That would be kind of fun.
event.
Okay.
Okay. I'm down. Let's
Oh,
do it.
it's gonna be such a good year.
Thank you so much for listening to
Okay, so
us
my
like
homework.
rant about
Yeah,
shit.
thank you. Oh, it's 11:11 here right now.
Aw, so cute. Sorry, what were you gonna
Okay.
say?
No, I said thank you guys for listening and tuning in. And my homework is Love is Blind, so I will definitely do that. I just had some quick workaround notes. Did you watch the Grammys?
I watched the highlights.
The highlights, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just curious. I didn't get to like spill any Grammys with you.
Oh, okay.
And I was just like, one, I wanted to know what were your thoughts on like did you see any clips of like the Jay-Z like speech where he was just like yelling at the Grammys?
A little bit.
Yeah, I thought that was very interesting, but also like very on brand. And like, did they not expect him to go a little off the
Jay-Z has
grid?
always been unhinged.
Yeah, like he's always unpredictable. Like, what did we expect? You
Yeah,
know?
that's not new. Also,
No.
still mad about him and Beyoncé are together.
Dude, I
And
could.
like after cheating on her, on like one of the most beautiful women in the entire planet, you deserve nothing.
Nothing. Let or like scum.
Sadly. Yeah.
I'm loving her new country music. Have you listened to any of
Okay,
her new
yeah,
stuff?
it was really good. I was like, holy fuck.
Why do
She's
I
because
love
she's so
it?
country and like Texan, like that's her roots. And I'm like,
I'm like,
this is a
I'm
vibe, and it's like very
flirting. Yes.
fun and light, and I'm into
No, I'm so here for it. I'm like, give me more. Can't wait for that second drop because it's gonna be
Yeah, I'm
good.
ready.
I saw someone make a TikTok where they said they like played her one song and they were like doing the fucking Hannah Montana like hoedown throwdown, and it
Yeah.
like went. The
Just
so
needs to
good.
be her
But
dance
I'm
for next time she goes on tour then.
yeah, literally. I'm like, this is hilarious. But no, yeah, I was just curious on what you thought on all of that because it was just
Okay, two things I'll bring up. Or wait, one thing I'll bring up first is Taylor Swift. Okay. I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say
just
it.
say it.
Okay.
Hear
Don't
it.
come for me.
Never would I ever.
Molly, I am so sick of the red lip and the fucking
Oh.
cat eye. And
Yes.
I think I sent you a TikTok, and the girl's like, she's like, I want to see her in designer Miu Miu just once. Like, I want to
Just
see her in
one.
something
Just one.
fucking edgy. Like, I want to see her chop her hair again. Like, she is like one of the richest women in the world. She could do anything. And I know she's like, just like, you know, it's kind of like I'm a small town American girl. Like, this is just who I am. But I'm like, no, it's not. You're a fucking superstar. Let's go out
Literally,
there.
like lean into it.
Just
Yes.
exactly. Like, let's get crazy. And like, she, you could wear some crazy outfits to the Grammys. And like, I just felt like she's just always playing it so safe. And I'm like, let's just try something different. And then I think I would be like way more into her.
Yeah, no, I agree. I literally feel so similar. So even as a Swiftie, okay, I'm like, if I see the red lip one more fucking time, I'm gonna literally send you Maybelline Staywear in a different shade
Okay, but
because,
I was like, that is really good lipstick.
yeah, that is, it's my favorite. It's probably what she's wearing.
It's really good.
No, literally, I'm like always with a red lip, always with the cat eye. Just like, let's just be a little
This is
different.
when you're like, you're in your prime, you're young, you're beautiful, you could literally
Yes.
do anything. And like, if you try something new
Anything.
and you hate it, then that's fine. At least you tried. But I feel like I just want to see something different, you know?
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah, no, I'm so bored. Her style is so mad to me. Yeah.
And then you're right. Also,
Agreed.
bringing Lana up on the stage was weird.
Dude, I just was like,
I
that
saw
was
it on
a
Lana's face too. Lana was
probably.
not fucking having it. And she's a
Yeah.
Cancer too. She's like me. She can't
No.
hide her emotions. Sorry.
No, it wasn't good. I didn't. I'm sure it was just like a random impulsive thought, like
Yeah,
whatever, but it
exactly.
was just I like you said, I just that's what I saw. Like I saw it on Lana's face and I was just like, this poor girl.
It was a little cringy. And the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so quickly. So I was in Chicago for that, and then Nick put it on the TV, and I was like, I don't really want to watch, but I'll like casually look at the TV
Yeah.
and like look back at my laptop and like, you know, whenever I want to. So, anyways, he's watching it and he's like, all right, I think the halftime show was coming. I pulled off my headphones. I'm like, ready, and Nick's talking. I'm like, shh. Shh, Usher is on stage, our Lord and Savior. Just kidding. He is on. I was like, shh. He goes, don't you shush me. And I was like, shut up. This is literally a 10-minute show and I'm trying to watch it. Like, I was like, I've
Yes.
not bothered you the whole time the fucking football has been on.
Like,
Anyways.
give me this.
Okay. Usher's performance. Okay. Yes, the sound was not sounding. Definitely something going on with production, I think. Did you hear Alicia Keys' voice crack at the beginning?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I heard
Killed
it
it.
too, but then if you go look at the YouTube video, it's not there anymore.
Interesting.
So they switched it, which is fine. Once again, it's just a human being a human and shit happens.
Who cares?
That's why it's live, you know, that's why I love it. Love Alicia Keys. I loved like the little moment they had when he was like dancing behind her. I thought that was so fucking
Oh
cute.
my God. Okay, yes, but I thought it was cute. But then in my mind, this is so. I was like, oh, like, do you think they talked about that before? Like, did he have permission to do that? Like,
Oh,
that's where my head
true.
went. Like,
Right.
initially, I was like, is she feel comfortable with this, or is like she in the moment uncomfortably like put on the spot? Like she felt like it was like fine and like it didn't seem like it from her
I didn't even
energy,
think
but
about
that
that.
was
Yeah.
the thought that I had. I was like, did he ask permission to touch her
Right. I
like
know that they
that?
did have like quite a few practices and stuff like that. So hopefully they've like
That's
ran
what I
through
mean. But
that.
like
But
maybe.
then it was also, I saw a TikTok of someone pretending to be Alicia Keys' husband and recording, be like, yeah, that's my baby. Recording, recording. All of a sudden, Usher goes behind her and he's like, wait. Oh, and it's like, oh, because it's like they obviously look like really connected and like so in love.
Yeah,
But it's also
yeah.
like that's a performance. They're artists.
Sure. Like they're artists, they're acting. That was like, you know what I mean? The role that they were playing when they were singing that duet. You know?
Exactly. That was the whole point. So love that.
Love.
He played a lot more R&B slower songs than I thought he would. I was very
Yeah, I agree.
shocked.
Yeah, I was too.
He played like
I was
every single one of his fucking hits.
every fucking hit. Even the I wanted more of this line, but he even got the 7 o'clock on the dot. I was like, oh my God, like he really ran straight fucking through them all.
And the only thing I would say is like I felt like there was a lot going on. Like it felt like there was like 30 people's ideas and they were all trying to make it work.
No, I agree. It was a
With the
little.
rollerblades, he had like three or four costume changes, all the choreography. I'm like, this is a lot.
It was a lot to cram into a little bit of time for sure. No, it was definitely a lot. Last thing I want to say about the Super Bowl, because I seen this like after, I think. Did you see the one dancer on her rollerblades fucking eat shit off the stage? She like literally,
I
yeah,
didn't see
she like
that.
ate shit, and then she started making a TikTok to like talk about it, and her whole fucking eye and face is like
Oh
bruised.
no.
I guess she is not very experienced in rollerblading, and she was like, I was very underqualified for this position. She said, but I was a step-in, someone who was originally there got sick. So the night before, they were like, hey, you have to like fill in for her. And she was like, usually when I cast like a gig or whatever, I have like a week or two to prepare for whatever skill I bullshitted that I got it for. She was like, but I literally was up all night fucking rollerblading trying to like get my balance and like be like swag about it. She was
Oh,
like, but I
poor
had no idea
girl.
what I was doing. Yeah, she was like, I took like three counts and then I just ate shit and was done for the rest of the time.
I'll be looking for that though. Poor. I love how she's talking about it. She's like, yeah, it wasn't
I
good, but I
know. I was
shouldn't
like,
have
I love
been.
this. Yeah. She was like, but if someone offers you, it was like an insane amount of money to dance with Usher, you say yes. I was like, of course you do.
Oh,
Of
100%. I'm going up there and
course.
doing my little eight count. Like,
I'm
and
five,
I'm not gonna be able
six,
to keep up
seven,
with them,
eight.
but I'm gonna
Put
put
me in.
my whole pussy into
Literally.
it. Oh man.
Oh, God.
Okay, thanks again for listening.
No, it's
Love
yeah, thanks, guys.
you guys. Message us, let us know like your thoughts on this little pop-up event. If you have any questions, our DMs are open. I know we said they're not open for
What's
Ozempic or blood work stuff,
but otherwise,
but otherwise,
dive
message us. We got you.
in. Bye.
Bye.